Welcome back to the Midwest Hinds Hunt Podcast. I'm your host, Braden Tolles. To my left,
Drew Berger, Colton Hamilton.
Boys, what the hell is going on?
Nothing.
Nothing. Drew, you're going to have to talk.
Just not.
There you go.
Fucking seeing shit hunting.
No?
Well, that's what I've been doing.
Well, someone around this table killed a buck, and I'll be honest, it wasn't me.
Wasn't me either.
No, I know.
It must have been me.
I have an applause button. I don't remember which one it is, so I'm not
label these motherfuckers.
I know. They actually came with little
just choose one
cards. Okay.
Yeah, it'll work. Thank you.
Yep. That was good.
Down there.
All right. Before we jump into Colton's buck, let's do a season update. Okay. And you can still talk about this, like what we've been seeing. Like, what's today, November 4th?
Yeah. Yep.
Getting into
sweet November.
Sweet November. That's right. Drew, when's the last time you hunted?
A couple hours ago.
How'd it go?
Not great.
Okay.
Didn't see a single fucking thing.
Yeah.
Got back to town yesterday evening. Hunted this morning. Saw a little buck and some does. That's about it. Hunted this evening, didn't see anything.
Yeah.
So, first time hunting back here.
Surprised you didn't jump out.
Do what?
Surprised you didn't jump.
Thought about it.
I did once.
Yeah, it went over well. What about your cameras?
There's little bucks on them, a couple decent ones, but nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing too special.
Just waiting.
Yeah, and it's kind of real sporadic. Nothing.
Seeing any rut activity? Anything at all?
The little bucks on camera look like they're starting to a little bit.
Yeah, I got a few photos. Mouths open, neither looking for, you know,
the juice.
The juice, is that the best we could have said? Colton, what about you? What are you seeing?
Honestly, I still got cameras out. Pretty slow. I mean, so that makes me think that they're chasing already or trying to.
Yeah.
But from what I've seen on cameras, when I do have bucks on cameras, seems like they are tending does more than they're coming to feed now. So
for sure. Yeah. I'm going to have to hit this applause button again. I finally had a shooter buck show up. Thank you. We'll see.
When did he show up?
Monday morning. He was there at like 7:07.
Wasn't he there just a second ago?
Yep.
Oh, no, that was Broker.
No, well, then he showed up last night at like 10 o'clock. So he ain't around very much, but
he's in the area.
Yeah. And it's also that buck I told you guys about. I mean, I'm saying it again. I know we said it off mic, but seeing him close as I got to him, he was 2 years ago, and it was 60 yards, and he was moving through the timber, and he was on the neighbor's property for one, so no shot. And then, yeah. But things are looking up. There's actually something to chase, so it's fun. It gives me, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, literally before this week, I'm just like, okay, like, this is sweet. We're a doe watcher right now on camera. This is fun. But no, feels good to have a deer on camera. That's for sure. I hunted. He showed up like that Monday morning at, like I said, 7:07, I think is when it was. I hunted that night and then hunted Halloween. And
when was Halloween? Was that on Tuesday?
Yep. Tuesday.
Tis young.
Oh, all right. You guys are done talking.
Oh, you want to keep talking?
You're getting on your phone. What are you doing?
I'm looking at the fucking podcast notes, dude. I had to write some things down.
Okay. Share them with your intern?
Here's whatever. No, I got to make you guys look bad. It's part of the fucking deal. All right. Where would you say, like, Lord knows if you get on any social media page, it's the rut. I saw a spike chasing. It's full-blown rut. But what do you guys think we're at? Do you think it's slowly starting to creep into it? It's the smaller.
I'd say we're still pre-rut.
What do you think?
I haven't really hunted enough like all this week I didn't hunt. So I'd say, you know, some of the first of the does are coming into heat, but it's hard to say because I haven't hunted.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's honestly just smaller bucks, you know, they think they're
getting hot and heavy.
Big dick in it. And yeah, I don't know. Slowly but surely, I think it's going to start heating up. And sure. What are your thoughts on these warmer temps, though, with it? I feel like this happens every year.
I'm for it.
You like the warmer temps?
I mean, not warm, but 60.
Not balls-ass cold.
I still think it's too. Don't get me wrong. Now, we are seeing there are a lot of big deer getting killed. I don't think it's stopping anything. I do think, though, there is this too hot. Like, where they're still going to rut, but I think there's kind of like that middle temp what they really, I think anywhere between like 40 to like 50, maybe 55 degrees is like money.
Yeah.
I do think if it's like 70s, mid 70s, I think they're still doing it, obviously. Like,
if they're not full blown or if they're not ready yet, they're not going to get up when it's that hot.
Right.
But exactly. When it's 50, 60 degrees, like for me, that's why I like sitting.
Yeah, today was, I mean, it was perfect. It was, you know, mid-50s, and it was,
yeah,
the wind overcast, was a little chilly, but it wasn't too hot, wasn't too cold. They're still going to rut. I mean,
I'm just glad where I took my vacation, though, because I usually do this first week in November, but I did the 10th through the 20th instead, and just because I don't have any good stands for these south or southwest winds, or even like today kind of had that like east in it. East isn't very good for me either. So I'm happy because I was looking at the 10 day or whatever. And like, it's slowly but surely going to start cooling off again. And you know,
towards the end of the week, supposed to be down in the 30s and 40s. And
there's going to be some north winds coming in, northwest winds. So
even this morning it was blowing north.
Yeah. Well, also feel like, I don't know. So also how I said, like, I finally had a buck show up. What are your thoughts on that? Like, I don't know. Like, trail cameras don't tell you everything is what I'm getting at here. I mean, some bucks are...
When you're hunting smaller properties, like most of us do, like, not small, I would say, like, 40 acres or less.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to pattern deer.
For sure.
So, if you get a picture at 10 o'clock at night, who knows where the fuck that deer came from? I mean...
Right.
Who knows if he's been bedded down since 3 in the afternoon or when the fuck...
Right. Well, and also, too, like, that angle of that camera, like, it takes a picture from here to here, and it has to be right in front of it. Who knows what's going on behind you or further out into the timber? Like, I don't know. I just wanted to bring that up, too, because, like, it is one of those things. Like, I had a buddy in Iowa, nothing on camera. He went and just hunted, just went for it, saw a monster, went in there again the next day, still not on camera, and he killed it. Just one of those things, like, don't rely solely on cameras to when and when not to hunt. You know what I mean? Like, it's smart. You don't want to just, like, burn up, like, your really good spots and just hunt if you're not seeing things. Well, like, but
some people wait till the daylight to go hunt. You should be out there before daylight. I mean...
Yeah, I see it both ways. So, like, that first buck I killed, I never had one single daylight photo of him.
Yeah, you never know.
No, I think that was just right place, right time. And I actually rattled him in and he came balls to the wall through the timber.
It's like, if you've never seen him in the daylight, it gets closer to the rut. Why not go in there and make a little bit of noise to get him up on their feet a little earlier?
And like I said, I'm probably going to start hunting a lot more come my vacation. I'm trying to save my days for my good winds and just better conditions.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, as long as your wind is right, even if you don't have anything on camera, it's not to say you're not going to see a buck you haven't seen before. Yeah.
100%. Hey, can you grab me a beer?
Yeah, what do you want?
What do we got?
A Blue Mountain, or do you want...
Blue Mountain? Oh, I get it.
Or do you want a old Kyle Busch? Or do you want Cooper Green Michelob Ultra?
Cooper's Light's fine. I'm going to have to text Lexi.
Or we got the diesel Coors.
The what? The diesel.
Or you got some Red Bulls down there.
Those are good, too.
Watermelon and OG.
All right. Should we get into the hot and heavy?
The bread and butter?
I was going to keep going on this. I'm not good at the whole play on words thing. Or is there anything else we need to talk about before we get into this? How you been, Drew? Been a long time.
It hasn't been that long. I saw you a couple weeks ago.
It's been a long time.
Been a long time, Drew.
Been a long time. You got anything you want to say? Anything you want to get off your chest? Is there anything pressing right now? You got a problem with anything? I'm just trying to air it out now.
Yeah, we can bring that up right now.
Let's hear it. What do you got to say?
What the fuck is on your feet?
They're boots, dude. They really are.
And for some reason, they have a men's section, and those were in them.
I think those were misplaced in the men's section.
No, they're just marketing fucking the same goddamn boots for women.
All right, listen here.
For the listeners
out there.
Fucking,
he's wearing fucking Uggs.
I'm wearing Uggs. And before everyone goes, wow, what a faggot.
Whoa.
No, you can say that. It's fine. I pay for this goddamn thing. I can say whatever I want to. For people who would say that's gay, go buy a pair and...
Or not.
Try them out. They are probably the most comfortable thing I've ever put on my feet.
He hunts in them, too.
I do not hunt in them.
Tracks deer in them.
I do track deer in them.
And they're not great in the mud.
Yeah, well, I had to get some traction when we were
pulling
them.
Didn't have very good tread on them?
No, I had to make sure I was digging in pretty well when we were pulling his deer out of the
support on them, you know? It's just all fur.
They are very nice. Would you like to slip one on?
Not a chance.
Okay. But
I'll be caught dead in those.
If you want to sponsor this
podcast. When the mics are off, maybe.
Yeah, maybe they'll come out with a hunting line.
Dude.
Still would
get a pair wrapped in Optifade like the freaking Sitka.
Like, hey, dudes?
Fuck,
oh, they
hey,
got
dude.
Massey Oak.
Yeah, no.
Hey, dudes?
I mean, I have a pair there. Yeah, but.
I don't have a pair.
You get a pair of these, and they're so much better. They're boots. If you want me to quote,
they're slippers.
If you want me to quote the show,
they're high old slippers.
Is Australian for boot,
and we all know the Australians do weird shit.
Oh,
you want to turn that off?
Sorry, my bad. Well, I text Lexi. I said Crown and Sprite ? Should have poured one before you went in. The fuck ?
She called you out.
Please. All right. Anything else?
I think we've done enough shit talking for one.
Yeah, it's fine. All right, let's get into this shit. Colton.
What's up?
Run it back. We'll try to do it how we did along the lines last year. Run me back to the summer months. And
okay. First
answer this. Did you have this deer on camera last year?
Nope.
Okay, so take it to when you first saw him.
Well, got him on camera like... probably middle September, right when season opened. Never got a velvet picture of him, so he came in after that. But
really?
So it was after he shed his velvet, he moved in. But after he moved in, he was pretty consistent with where he stayed. I mean, I had him on camera almost every morning, every night.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty nocturnal buck. He daylighted a few times, once when I was sitting there, but I passed on him the first time I saw him. It was still right on that cusp of shooting light, so I had to wait for shooting light to even...
He came in before, and then
he
had
before
to,
he stayed, had he to, stuck had to around.
Him. Yeah.
And so when shooting light came up, I just made the decision not to shoot him because it was like October like 5th or something.
Yeah, it was like
first
that
week
first
October.
Week. It was a Friday, I remember
the
that.
Morning. So I decided to pass on him. And then after talking to all my friends, they're like, you're stupid. So they pretty much pressured me into shooting this deer.
Pure pressure.
So I never...
Sweet. It's like a 4 or 5 count.
Oh my God, there's
just use that like hat. You could probably.
There's an Ugg.
What are you talking
That's
about?
That's what your Uggs look like.
That dog. Whatever. All right, keep going here.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. You're good. You're good. So.
Where was I?
Well, okay, we passed him on that first Friday of October.
Yep.
Then, whatever.
I think it was October 13th.
Friday. No, it wasn't.
No?
Maybe. I know it was a Friday. So, no, 13th. Yeah, it was either the 6th or the 13th.
I think it was the 13th.
Either way, passed him, and then you, at this time, you still had other bucks showing up.
Yeah.
I remember you said it was funny. You said it on the last podcast that you're not seeing shit. And then literally like a day or two later, you killed a buck.
Yeah.
So at a certain point, your cameras went cold.
Yeah.
And then
like all my shooter bucks kind of.
Yeah. So pretty much. So if we say that was the 13th is when you passed him, I saw him
one other time.
So like 2 weeks later is where we're at with you putting you in the blind.
Yeah.
So go from there. Cameras went cold. And I guess what was kind of running through your head at that point? Like, cause I remember you made the comment to me. You're like literally like the press zone on your phone in my kitchen. You're like, I should have shot him.
Yeah. So
go from there.
I mean, after just like staring at trail camera pictures, you come to realize that it's a big deer. And yes, he may not be in like the old man stage like I'd like all my deer to be in.
Right.
And it kind of weighs on you when you don't have any other shooter bucks on camera.
Well, also take this into consideration. So what would we say? Like, we didn't send a teeth in. I think that we talked about that too. I think it's stupid how they charge you like $80 to get a deer aged. No. But what'd we say? Three and a half probably?
I bet it was 3.5. I mean, he might have been 4.5, but I bet it was 3.5.
I think so too. And then...
But a young deer...
Think of this though. Hang on. Don't go. What'd you kill last year?
Like, age-wise?
It does. A slob is what I'm getting at here. That thing was huge. It was framey as all get out. The way I look at your deer this year, and we'll get into it.
It's not something I've...
He's not framey.
It's not a deer I typically target. That's why I passed him the first time, because I've never shot a deer like that.
Same thing with the deer I shot last year. I passed him once before I shot
it's
him
hard,
again.
It's hard to judge when you're looking for this... My thing is I really like mainframe 8s and mainframe 10s.
Yeah. I like framey bucks. I like bucks with
10,
a big frame.
I like a big mainframe 10.
Yeah.
That's my thing. A lot of people like junk, like trash.
Yeah.
And
oh, that's so much better.
But so it was hard for me to on the hoof seeing this deer in person for the first time deciding what to do. So that's 100%. Why I passed him the first time.
Yeah.
And then I got him on camera, like, it went cold after that. Got him on camera, like, once a week later, like, middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went cold again, and then we had those torrential downpours for three days.
Oh, man, yeah, it did
not. Got, 11 inches?
It was never like...
11 or 12.
We didn't get that rain.
it rained, and... It was just like a steady rain. Like where I was at, I work on the Missouri side, so different towns are like, it'd be pouring. But those 3 days here, just the most steady.
Well,
so sometimes it would lighten up.
My brother works right here at the...
Sweet. Yeah, I'll take care of that.
Anyway, works here. He said his rain gauge at work holds 5 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Filled up one day, dumped it out, came back the next morning, it was overflowing. So we got at least 10 inches of rain. In 3 days. Anyway. So I looked on my weather app and decided when was going to be the next break in the rain.
You killed him on a Saturday.
Yes.
We've podcasted Friday.
No.
No.
The week before.
Okay.
Because I said it'd be cool
right.
to shoot on the same day as I did last year.
You're
that
right.
was before.
You're right.
But that was
You hunted Friday as well.
I hunted Thursday. I didn't hunt Friday.
Okay, so hunted Thursday.
Thursday, it was 75 degrees. I was in shorts and
That's
t-shirt,
right.
sweating my balls off.
That's
and,
right.
75 degrees. And then that's when the rain started, was Thursday night, I believe.
Yeah.
Or Wednesday night. And I think Thursday there Whatever. Was a break. That's why I hunted.
Sure.
But it was hot and humid that day. So I didn't see anything. I'm a bunch of does, but... And then... It rained all day Friday, pretty much. Well, I had to work Friday night. That's why. Oh, no, I did hunt Friday and didn't see anything. Anyway.
Right.
Didn't see anything. And so Saturday rolls around and it rains all day.
Did you hunt the morning?
No, I did not hunt Saturday morning.
Okay.
I had to deliver firewood. That
yeah,
day.
You met me at the barn when I grabbed those bales from
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I was delivering firewood
yep.
that day. So So I saw there was a break in the rain at like 4 o'clock.
Which never happened, by the way.
No, it never did.
There was never no break because we were setting up for this Halloween party and these people go all out. All sorts of shit and never stopped raining.
It went from a steady downpour. So anyway, I was like, I need to be in the blind by 4.
Yeah.
As soon as it stops raining,
boom.
If there are deer around, they're going to be moving.
Which,
so,
for people who might not know that, explain that real quick. Like,
I mean, whenever there's like a torrential downpour or it's been raining, the deer are going to hold up and wait until there's at least a short break or it slows down to get on their feet and move and try to dry off.
It's a very good opportunity. So whenever that rain either A, stops or B,
any
really
sort of,
lightens.
Any sort of change in weather pattern, mm-hmm. I would say helps you in your favor. Like if it goes from, it may be 80 degrees. Say it's 80 degrees one day and then it's supposed to be 60. You may think that's really hot. Well, the day before it was 20 degrees hotter. So they may see 60 as it feels freaking good.
Well, and also look at it this way. And you hear people say it. I'm kind of saying it. Mark Drury says it. It's like deer are like people. They really are. Like,
they don't want to move when it's raining.
If it's cold and rainy, what are a lot of humans doing? Hanging out inside, you know, sitting on the couch, whatever, watching movies, what, doing shit inside. They stay in one place. Deer are pretty similar to that. They probably don't want to move a whole lot when it's cold as shit and it's pouring rain.
Unless they have a reason to.
Right.
Like during the rut when they're chasing.
Right. But when that
food, if they're hungry, they got to get up and move. They'd rather, that's why if there's a cold front moving in, they're going to more likely at daylight is because it's going to get colder overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So they think, well, this is going to be the warmest time of the day. Might as well go get my food now.
Right. Get something in your belly or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So raining.
So I get in the blind at 4.
Okay.
And, in the blind at 4, it's supposed to stop raining at like 4:15, 4:30. Gets heavier. Fucking rain gets heavier. I'm in a ground blind, so I'm not worried about it, but it sucks. I'm like, I'm not going to see shit. And then at like 6, it let up like to a light sprinkle. And that's when I saw across the 80 acres that I was hunting, I saw like 3 does come out of the timber. And then, like 50 yards down, a buck came out of timber. And from, 80 acres away, I could tell it was a big, big buck.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you also sent us those videos.
I sent the video of him when he was across the way.
Most blurry, zoomed in Snapchat I've ever watched in my life.
But you could tell.
And it's just so blurry, you just see white. And this deer, his tines were, you know, like how a lot of them kind
of
get like that brown and kind of chocolate and tined. And
not this.
No. And I'm just like watching this video and I'm like, even zoomed all the way in, I'm like looking at him and I'm like, ah, that's a buck. Like, cause he said big buck. I'm like, yeah, I mean, looks all right to me, you know? And go ahead. I just had to say that.
Yeah. And so the does come running across the field and they kind of skirt me to the west of me, which is not where I wanted them to go because my wind was blowing southwest or southeast. So back behind me, but still that way. And so the does came to my west and they came around me to try to get my wind. Never winded me. So they came.
Sorry, guys. I'm taking videos to post on the socials. Keep going. My bad. I'm a rook.
So they tried to win me. They didn't. And they came down the fence line and came right in front of my blind. Well, the buck came down the other fence line to my east. Would you shut up over there?
I even muted my mic and it just picked up and drew. Fuck me.
So he came down straight east of me, which is what I wanted him to do. And then, I mean, as soon as he got to that corner where I was in, he took a hard right and gave me a 14-yard broad shot and fucking stuck him.
Was this last weekend or the weekend before? Last weekend?
Yep. So I stuck him and rest is history.
Pretty much. So,
I mean, I watched. So you, I, I shot him.
Go ahead and go into it and talk about what you saw that arrow do, and then to get to the point where he disappeared into the timber, because, I mean, he was like 5-6 feet into the timber. Like, he went down right there. You probably
when
just couldn't hear
him.
When
I lost sight of him, he was dead.
Yeah.
So I shot him. He ran straight to my west.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see my arrow went all the way through and, like, stuck at the fletchings on the... So when he was running away, all I could see was...
On the opposite side.
Yeah, I could see my whole arrow and a little bit of the fletchings. Like, as he was running away, it was flopping.
So, you know how I said to you, like, when I looked at him, I saw the entrance and I saw the exit, I go, are you sure he was broadside?
I thought he was broadside.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, I think he was.
I think it skipped off a bone.
I think you had a deflection because you blew his lungs up. When we gutted him, when we caped him, and we were all in there, they were in pieces. What I think happened was, and it's a mechanical, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I think you hit something on that opposite side. If it would have been
a rib bone,
I don't think it would have been his opposite shoulder, but let's say it's rib bone. And that's why that arrow kicked out like that. And
there's no way I shouldn't have got a pass through if all the way through and through, if it didn't deflect. If it wouldn't have deflected, it should have blown right.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it would have been. You would have had two holes on, boom, boom. But what I think it hit something on that opposite side and that arrow kicked, because, like, when you said it was flopping, I'm like, even if it was quartering, I don't know.
Yeah, there's no way where the way no, angle
exactly.
he came in, there's no way
yeah,
he could have.
Exactly what I'm getting.
He would have had to be like straight head. It where that exit wound was, it would have been like he was looking straight at me.
I just didn't think of it that night, because when I saw it, I'm like, dude, are you sure he was broadside? Because I'm like, this looks like it looked like a tough quartering away shot. Quartering two.
And he ran, what, 50 yards?
Yeah. No. It was just double long, deflected. Maybe you didn't go all the way through that second lung. I'm not a freaking anatomy guy here, but you know what I'm saying? It hit that opposite
something,
rib.
Hit something
and
then bounced out.
Zoom. Yeah. And
because, yeah, he was running away. I could see that arrow bouncing, and he gets to the timber line, and he, like, looks back. Like, he starts walking for a little bit, and then he, like, turns back towards me, just looking at me, and he, like, reared back like he was going to, like, go.
Yeah.
Like, and die.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he, like, stumbled, and then he caught himself, and then he just walked into the woods.
Oh, he was toast. But, I mean, it makes sense, though, because, like, even, like, where we pulled him out of, I looked back, like, in the direction of the blind, and there's kind of, like, that little thicket, you know? It's, like, there's some real, I don't know, thorny shit.
Hedge trees.
Something. And I was just like, yeah, you just literally lost sight of him, and he...
Yeah, I lost.
Literally dropped.
Well, I bet when I lost, because I was looking for antlers going through the woods, because it's not that thick. Like, I should have been able to see him. I bet as soon as I lost sight of his antlers, mm-hmm. he was laying on the ground.
For sure. Did you ever find that arrow?
No.
No?
I went back the next day, and then I went back there yesterday when I pulled that camera and that blind off of there, and I looked everywhere.
Dude, it has to be somewhere between the blind and where the deer died.
No, because where he went to the woods, it was still sticking out of him. I watched it when he started rearing back. It was sticking out of him. And so I thought maybe, like, where we found him, I thought maybe he was actually a little bit further down and he, like, walked diagonal.
Back.
So I went to where the only other deer path was, an angle.
Oh, you're saying he may have went in somewhere
and not
else.
Not straight where we found him, big hole that we found him in.
But even looking where he, keep going.
I mean, we never found blood, so, I mean, we didn't really look. We found him.
It was a torrential downpour, and I kind of wanted to talk. I wanted to talk about that. So, you messaged in the chat. You're like, hit him, and I called you like right away. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, do you need me? And you're like, yeah, come up here. I probably was 45 minutes to get to you.
Mm-hmm.
I pull in there. I text Colton. I said, hey, I'm here, or I called him. He's like, okay. And 5 minutes later. Can I say his name? Landowner?
Yeah.
Scott is pulling the freaking Polaris out of the shop, fired up. Justin and Brianna, his sister, were piling in this thing. I'm like, oh, fuck, we're going now. Like, I was, like, thinking, I'm like, is it too soon? It wasn't, but
I thought if he wouldn't have stumbled like he did, I wouldn't have gone into that early.
But yeah,
the fact that he stumbled, I'm like, he's dead.
Me personally, I probably still would have waited another. I would have done like an hour at least or an hour and a half. But
by the time I shot him and by the time you got there, it was probably an hour.
True. But he was not. He died relatively soon to when we got there because he was not stiff. He had one leg that started kind of, what do they call it?
The death
kick. Rigor
mortis.
That.
Yeah.
He had one leg that was starting to stiffen up. Everything else, like, you know how, like, when you kill a buck and you try to get them to look in a good photo, like, I try to get their legs in and do the same with their backs.
That shot last year was that way.
Was, like, this one?
No, he was
stiff. Yeah.
Like, even though, like, I shot him and he died right there, it still took an hour for us to get him loaded up, an hour and a half to get him loaded up.
And he was stiff?
Yeah.
This buck was not stiff. So it just makes me think, I'm like, it couldn't have been more perfect timing because I bet any earlier, like, I don't think he was dead very long because literally I was able to put all legs in, fix his back. Like, I got him perched up perfect for the photos. Like, usually you get one piece of shit leg that is just sticking out all wonky and it just, you know what I mean? You try to get clean photos, but, like, I was almost worried about it being too soon.
Yeah, if he wouldn't have stumbled, I wouldn't have gone.
Sure. Okay, fair. And then, yeah, we're looking for this arrow, and it is fucking raining. I'm like, guys, we got the deer right here. Justin went this way. Brianna went this way. Colton's looking, and I'm standing there. All I have is my iPhone. I go, okay, that ain't doing a damn thing. So I turn the flashlight back off, and I'm just standing next to Scott, and I'm like, okay, we got him. Let's go. And we looked, I don't know, for probably.
I don't know. That thing fucking just. The only thing I think of is, like, somehow buried underneath all the grass, but I don't know how it would have done that.
Could.
But I don't know where the fuck
it No, went. I wouldn't have buried if. No, it wouldn't. It was flopping out of
That's
me.
What I thought.
I don't know.
Fucking, I don't know. But. Yeah.
No, dude, it was. So what'd we do? So then we had other technical difficulties.
Yeah. So we're like.
We got him back. We went over, which this is really cool. You got to talk about that. This is cool what we did. So we got back to the shop with them. Mm-hmm. Where'd we go next? I just think this is cool.
So then my plan was to take him to my grandparents' place and use the skid steer as to hoist him up mm-hmm. and skin him and all that.
But also, so like, what'd you want to do over there? So was,
like, my grandpa is not able to hunt anymore, and he's the one that got me into it. So I was like, oh, I don't have a good picture with my grandpa, so he can barely walk. So I just backed the Ranger up to the garage door. And had my grandpa come out into the garage and took a picture right there in the garage.
It was cool. Just like, you know that thing. You know what I mean? Like, I look at.
Because we hunted a lot of times and we never, like, were able to harvest one together. So that was cool.
I'm still lucky I got one grandpa left. But, like, I just mm-hmm. think of the other one. I'm like, dude, like.
Yeah.
It's shit you don't think about, but it's like, man, like, that's. I'm glad that you're like, hey, even in, like, a freaking downpour, like, hey, I want to take this thing over here. I want to get there, a photo
so
with
him. So, this is after the fact. Like, the next day, my dad, I was delivering wood with my dad, and because he wasn't there. He was at a party that night, but.
Yeah, Darcy, goddamn.
He went and did chores that morning, and he was talking to my grandma, and my grandma was telling my dad about how I wanted to take a picture with grandpa, and. Dad said, yeah, she goes, and she said, I don't know why the hell he wants a picture with him. He didn't do nothing.
Your grandma said that.
Yeah, they bicker like fucking.
I'm just saying, dude,
they hate each other.
Your grandma is the greatest human being I have ever met. I'm telling you, man, we did a dove hunt. This was a few months ago. We rolled over there. What did we even go over there for? I don't remember. Anywho, 45 minutes to an hour, we're just shooting the breeze with Colton's grandma, and I am cracking up, and
she's a hoot.
No, it was hilarious.
But yeah, then we go over to my grandma, we get the picture done with my grandpa,
Which is, dude, I still can't just, I'm serious. That is just so freaking.
Oh, that'll be a picture that I never.
Oh my God. Needs to go in a frame.
Like, I could have shot a 110 inch deer.
Yeah.
That would have felt the same.
So cool. It was so cool to see him too. Cause like you said, he's having a hard time walking and he got down those stairs. He made those stairs.
You know, it hurts.
Bitch, by the way. Oh yeah.
Because whenever he's had trouble walking for the last few years and we finally talked him into getting knee surgery. So he got his knee replaced. Well, then he got infected. The surgery thing, the incision got infected. And then he had to go through, we call it rehab for 3 months in a rehab facility. And so he finally gets home and he's still having trouble walking. And he gets this bump starts forming on his knee. And it's like hard as a rock. And so he's like, what the hell is, like, he doesn't tell anyone.
Yeah,
he doesn't want,
of course.
He doesn't want to go back to the doctor.
I don't tell anyone anything either. I don't want to go to the freaking hospital either. Well, then I don't want to go see a doctor.
So then my dad goes over there one day and my grandpa's like, you need to check this out. Lifts his fucking pants up and there's this white plastic thing sticking halfway out of his knee.
Through the skin?
Yeah, like half of it's out.
What was it?
And then dad's like, I don't know what the fuck that is. So the next day, it falls out.
Oh, my God.
Like, he pulls his pants up, and it just fucking falls out. It was part of his knee replacement that was never attached. It pulled out of the bone, because the way they do it is they drill through the bone, and they drill through the cap, and then it, like, screws in. Well, it pulled out, and it rattled loose, and it came out. It pushed itself out.
Holy shit.
Because your body thinks, well, that's not supposed to.
Yeah, but if that's a foreign object.
So then he goes in and has surgery again.
Oh, my God.
So he has knee surgery again, back in a rehab facility. So his drive is just gone.
Yeah.
And, like, I was talking to him in the rehab facility. It's so hard to see. Like, we were talking about hunting, and he started choking. I'm like, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Like, because he was like, we're never going to be able to do that again. I'm like, don't.
Don't say that.
But, yeah. Anyway.
Now, hopefully many more bucks to share between you and him. You know what I mean?
Yep.
All right. So let's get to this. We get some great photos. Then we pull the side by side over to the shop, the barn.
Yeah. Just think, this is not a cold night. It's what, 45?
It's kind of chilly with the rain.
It's chilly, but...
My Uggs were also fucking soaked. I'm just going to put that out there. Not waterproof. Ugg, you might want to look into that.
It's not terribly cold. I mean, it's cold, but not terribly cold.
Yeah.
So I go to get the skid steer fired up, and it just fucking chugs. Like, fucking acts like it's -20 outside.
It was the most depressing...
And Scott's like... Fuck.
I'm like, and I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, I'm not too familiar with these the skid steers, but
that thing is the most cold. I mean, it's 26 years old.
And it's, I'm just like, that thing is not going to start, guys. And then Scott goes, well, let's see. It's something about hooking a charger.
Well, wanted to try to jump it.
Oh my God! And I'm just like,
well, if the battery was easy to get to, we could jump to it. We got to fucking take all these bolts off.
Fucking case.
Like, fuck. So then Scott's like, let's take it back to my barn. We'll use my John Deere. I'm like, all right, cool. And then Braden's like, well, it's probably gonna go in my freezer anyway. Why don't we just do it at my house? I'm like, fuck yeah, let's fucking do that.
I had a point. I'm like, I'm in a garage where it's not. You know what I mean? Like, it's just better probably lighting.
It makes more sense because I was going to use your freezer. Anyway.
Right. And I was going to be the one doing it anyway.
Yeah.
I'm like, I might as well do it at my garage where, you know, and so we ended up taking it there. Go ahead.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. So we get this thing all caked out.
First, you got to tell them how we hung it.
Oh, yeah, we hung it on the fucking garage door rails.
I did Bryce's like 2 years ago. It worked out. It was good. It worked fine.
It worked out great.
I should have taken it to your dad's.
Except for the fact that his head was still fucking on the ground. So when Braden was skinning it, he had to fucking like, he was laying down fucking cutting.
Yeah, it kind of sucked. I mean,
the skid steer is nice because you can fucking get it as high as you want. And same, you get like eye level.
And same thing with a
With a winch.
With a winch. Yeah. And I... talked about putting a winch in my garage, but I
don't think you can get it high enough.
That's what I was saying. I'm like looking at my ceilings.
You have to
I'm
cut
like
the ceiling out.
Even if you did,
I bet you could cut the ceiling.
I mean, I'm down
and go to the rafters.
But I also just thought about building something like, you know, like probably get a couple of 4x4s, maybe some 2x4s, and you'd have to. It would be manually, you know, but you could start with it eye level and then have two buddies pull the ropes while and then hoist it back up and to, you know, to get his head at eye level. But it worked out fine.
Yeah, we got it done. But yeah, we get this thing all caped out, cut the head off. So then we go to quartering it, or we had to gut it first.
Yeah, okay, so we did not gut. I wish we would have, because I've never been a fan of gutting them when they're hanging. I like doing it either.
Yeah, I've never done that.
See, like, I like doing it when it's hanging because it all just falls
out. It just falls out.
It also doesn't help when your fucking arrow goes through everything.
That's what I'm saying. The fact that it deflected, it bounced around in there. So he's like, don't hit the gut sack or don't hit the fucking gut sack. I'd make one little incision, just goes poof. And it was fine.
And I'm like,
well, it was already hit.
Fucked.
I mean, and I cut it open the rest of the way. It was just a fucking soupy.
This is all you see from Cole. Yeah, it. And I said this to Bryce the other day, and
right
I'll say it
face.
Again. It looks like you took 5 or 6 piles of dog shit, took half
and
a cup of corn
like,
and a cup of water, put it in a blender, and started it up. And Colton goes,
because, yeah.
Burns his head. And I'm like, you good? He goes,
I have a strong stomach, but that was
say anything.
That
he goes,
was bad.
He goes, he goes, oh. I go, you good? He goes, oh.
And then he hits him.
And then, okay, I'll be honest. It's not the worst smelling thing.
It's just, it hits you so strong.
Yeah.
I can deal with
you
it.
You get a big whiff. You get a real nice smell.
It's a very strong smell.
I'm just saying.
There's just certain smells that, like,
I'm
no way, even if you have the strongest stomach in the world, that you're going to sit there and fucking take it.
I'm not saying that spine shots are great, but hey. Colton's spine shot last year was nice.
I like the track.
It was
job
nice.
On
I literally last year, I'm like, all right, fuck those tenderloins. And I'm like, I know you can pull those out with the guts in them. There's way I'm not that good. And I'm like, nope, quarterback drive. I'm like, didn't even have to worry about it. But we wanted to get them out just because.
Well, and I was giving the meat.
Yeah,
to somebody.
We were giving it to a guy, and we just took him the carcass, too. Like, he wanted it on the bone.
Well, that's what, and like, when you take it, he took it to a processor. So I just said, got it, and the processor will do the rest.
So we definitely had to hose him out. It was bad.
Yeah, so we drug him into the yard and fucking hosed him off, and then threw him in a garbage sack, threw him in the freezer. But, yeah.
Duh.
That was a fun time.
Yeah. You know what I thought about? Next time, I just need to lay a tarp down.
Yeah, that would have been a lot
smarter.
That's
a good idea.
That would have been.
Because that thing bled like freaking crazy out of orifices that you didn't know it had.
Yeah, I mean,
like, we had the big mineral tub underneath it.
Yeah.
I don't think it caught a goddamn drip.
We had a 5-gallon bucket. Had his head in the bucket. You know, it's the only thing that's like dripping out of his mouth.
But
and
all
nose.
The blood was coming out of the holes.
Yeah.
The fucking arrow holes.
Oh, man. All right, then we got to talk about something else. I'm going to go with a little topic change. First off, Colton, congratulations on this buck.
Thanks, my brother.
I mean, I know. Actually, now we can kind of stay on this for a minute.
Yeah, okay.
You made a comment to me, I don't know, a few days ago.
What?
And I'm pretty sure it stated that you should have passed him.
I don't feel as good as I did last year, I'll tell you that.
Well, back to what we said earlier. Last year was 175,
it's
170s. And then the frame of that buck last year was wild. And, like, that's how I said, like, I really like these big framed deer.
Well, it's just, like, when you measure the main beam,
mm-hmm.
like, this year, I think the buck I shot maybe has a 20-inch.
Did that guy put a tape on him yet?
Not yet.
But
I think he's got a 20. This buck, the buck I scored, had a fucking, like, 29, 30. I think one side was 29, the other side was, like, 32. Like,
Jesus. But, okay, hear me out. Like, it's the same thing with me last year. The buck I killed last year did not have he was not framing, but he had 14 scoreable points. So, and like, this is had 12 scoreable points.
That's, so that's
it's one of those things. It's like,
but it's not the same.
No, it just
this
goes.
This was a mainframe 12. like a 6x6.
Yeah, a true 6x6.
The 12 I shot last year was a mainframe
nine
that right. I just
with
had trash.
Mainframe nine with trash. But what I'm getting at is like, it's just, and I think we're the same way. We like those big frames. It's just weird going to a buck that necessarily doesn't have the biggest frame, but has many scoreable points.
Yeah, it's hard. It was just hard for me to decide. That's why it took me so long to
like shoot. The best way I can explain it is this: like, Colton, would you rather shoot a mainframe 8 that goes 150 or a mainframe 10 that goes 150?
Mainframe 10.
Really?
It depends. I mean,
I like the big 8.
Okay, yeah.
Big, that's
150
what I'm,
inch 8.
That's
yeah.
what I'm getting at. Yeah, I like the big fucking frame deer. But doesn't matter, dude. I would not regret it. It's one of those things like we talked about last time. You can take the chance and pass him.
That's just it. Like, when do you decide? Like, a lot of people are like, we should give him another year. Should give him another year. It's like, when do you decide not to? Because, like, the next year he could digress.
Take the same example from 2 years ago when that other guy shot a buck that you had on camera. Like, if that deer would have walked past any other hunter, it would have got shot.
Yeah.
It's hard. And like you said, on these smaller tracks of ground, it's hard to have deer that are living there.
Yeah, when you don't have deer that live on the property,
yeah,
you're taking your chances by not.
That was kind of because the property I did shoot him on is, I mean, it's an 80-acre piece, but he's living on
and
seven.
So much goes into that too, like the layout of the ground. Like if it does not have what that specific deer likes, he ain't gonna live there. He may pass through there, come by. Same thing with the buck I have on camera this year, like 2 years ago. I know where he's living. He's living somewhere in the timber to the north or the northwest of me. I'm where I need to be. He just doesn't live there.
Yeah.
Some deer do. He doesn't. And it's just one of those things. It's like, if you don't shoot him, someone else is going to kill him. And
for like you and me, we're really picky. Like, we're very picky deer hunters.
Very.
Like, I think, Drew, you are too, but.
We're eight up.
Not quite as picky as you guys.
Well, that's my first buck was
okay.
155 inch.
That's what my first buck was.
Mine was like 25 inches.
Mine was like
154. Well, my first buck was a rifle buck. It was maybe 130, but
that was an old deer too. I remember that deer.
But for me, everyone was like, because I went on a 6 year drought. Was it
seven
18
years?
18 to 25.
Yeah, you're talking about your age.
The years.
Yeah, I'm just saying we are not in the future right now.
I shot a buck on my 18th birthday, which is that 155, 154 inch deer. And then I went on a 6 year dry spell or whatever.
Curious on that buck.
7 year dry
spell.
Did you
have that buck, that first buck back when you were 18? Did you ever have history with him or did he just.
I had two pictures of him
from
the same night.
It was all that year though. You didn't like. It's not like. Is it like my
that
case?
That was my first year, bow hunting.
Oh,
that was my first year. That's the only property I hunted was that property.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was my first year deer hunting. I had a picture of him October 22nd. I still remember the picture I got of him.
Yeah,
it was on a Wild Game Innovations camera. Just fucking
The Busbises.
The
they're
picture.
Doing great.
The first picture I got of him was a side profile, so it looked like he had fucking 15 points on one side just because the other side was showing through. But so I hunted that property really hard. Never saw him again. Never even got a trail camera picture of him again. And then on my 18th birthday, I sat in the morning before school because my mom was like, okay, I'll call you out till 9, but after 9 a.m., you got to go in.
Typical mom style, too.
I was like,
yeah, it's fine. You can
that
hunt, but your ass is going.
So I was like, actually, I think it might have been till like 10. Anyway, and so I was sitting in a tree, and as soon as it got shooting light, I just turned that old can over. Fucking
I can't even
Primos can.
Jesus.
Just fucking turn that over, and I heard some trees rustle or some leaves rustling behind me. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to sit here. And sure enough, fucking 2 minutes later, he walked in front of me. As a only time I ever saw him in person.
And that was 7 years ago.
Eight this year.
But from last year's seven.
Buck to that one, I had was on a 7-year drought.
Well, it just goes to show how picky. Like, same thing with me. Like, man, the guys I hung out with were killing big deer. I wanted to kill big deer too, and I would pass 130-inch, 140-inch deer, and I'd even have the guy who got me into it and taught me a lot and, like, made me want to get a bow. And he's like, dude, you're crazy. I'm like, man, I just want
to
learn and I want to be like
years,
you guys.
I passed on a lot of 40-inch deer.
Yeah, man.
And even 150-inch deer, because I think it took me, like, until last year to realize, like, I'm only on this earth so long. I can't be this picky my whole life.
Right.
So I just went, I was like, I'm going to shoot a mature deer.
I also, that's what I'm saying too. I also think you go about age a lot better than I do. I want to kill the biggest bastard I got on the farm.
That's why it's not sitting well for me this year.
Because of just the age.
I have a knot.
It's the age thing.
I have a knot in my stomach.
Sure. I get that. I'm just saying, at the end of the day,
it's a big deer.
Also, there's no going back. I don't think he's ever going to be on the hoof ever again.
Yeah, it's a little late now to be worried about
it. Wait, are we sure he's dead? Okay. But don't let that eat you, man. It's like one of those things. Like,
it doesn't, like, I'm not upset that I did shoot. Like, it's hard for me to explain because, like,
Cooper explained it perfect last year with mine. He goes, dude, are you not jacked? I'm like, yeah. I mean, like I didn't regret shooting.
See, mine, it wasn't the antlers because it's giant antler.
No, it's not even that. It's like he was just. Like, for you, it's a totally different age class. For me, it was just a totally different frame class. From what I like. I like those big-ass frames, and he didn't have that.
Yeah, see, that's not... But yes, I do like those big framies, but I'm going for age.
That's what I'm saying. It was just an age difference.
The fact that I went against what I'm...
You caved.
Morally,
you caved.
I caved.
It's fine.
Because I knew what that deer would age-wise... because I've been seeing him on trail.
Do you need this?
No, I'm good.
Okay, see, you're not off that bad then. You're fine. No, it's a sweet deer.
From 3.5 to like 6.5, you don't know he's going to make it.
He's upset, guys. Yeah. Here we go. We're getting him into, he shot off, and we haven't even put a tape on this deer. We still got to get him back.
He's 150.
I think he goes 50s too. Guys, come on, send him some love, man. Like, speaking of love, have you seen this? This man over here is much braver than I. You know what the Kansas Hunting Fish Facebook page is, right?
I'm not on Facebook these days.
You're a smart man. This group, man, is
relentless.
It is full of dipshits and idiots, and there's probably about 2-3% of guys who are actually, like, good dudes and know what they're talking about.
But
Colton got the good swing of things.
One guy.
Colton has 1.4K likes on this post he made. And
of your deer this year?
1,211.
Yeah.
No shit.
Look.
1,200.
I'm glad the podcast got tagged in that fucking thing. That would have been cool.
But there was one guy.
He talked shit about, hold on, let me see how many comments I have. Colton, he had to have said something along the lines
over
of
200 comments.
He said he could have went along the lines of it going another year because I saw somebody else reply. And I'm like, it's sad that someone has to get on here. And
he goes, it was a kid. Like, the dude was, he's maybe 18 years old, this dude. Maybe. He looks like he's 18, but he has a kid. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, he fucked up.
He goes, awesome deer, but can you imagine what he'd be next year? And some dude just, and he just gets fucking annihilated. He deleted his comment.
Dude, I'm just saying that, I couldn't see the comment, but I saw the other comments back about
and
how.
He deleted it.
Here's my thing about this fucking group and why I will never post a photo. I saw a picture the other day. This kid was not even 6. It was 4 or 5 years old is what this kid was. Shot a buck with a crossbow, like 45 yards.
Spiker, a little fork horn.
You would have thought that the dad that posted this on this Facebook page just
can't be
burned an American flag.
Yeah.
People are like, How can a four-year-old shoot a buck that size at 45 yards? And the dad's like, with a crossbow, dipshit. Like, dude, people are just mean. Like, I saw, and you want to know what's even worse than that? I saw a guy post a photo of a buck. He said it was like 162, or let's throw out a number, 162.
That's just his.
Maybe, yeah, maybe the deer wasn't 162. Maybe it was. I don't know. I have not seen enough. You cannot know until you put a tape on these fucking things. If someone
taped it, I'm not going to argue with them.
And here's the thing. Someone goes, this is literally what they said. Nice buck, but I mean, 162 question mark. I understand the Facebook markup just for likes. I'm like, oh my God.
I was watching a TikTok earlier, and it was this guy, and it was a Kansas deer hunt. The guy goes, 180-inch A point. And that was the caption. And he shoots this buck, and all the comments were like, 180? That's more like 140, dude. 150.
Dude, they're just...
And the dude posted the fucking official score sheet. It's 178, like two quarters.
People are relentless. Like, oh my God.
People are haters.
It's exactly what it is. You make one thing on there saying the score of a deer or... Like I said, this thing with a kid, how can you shoot him at 45? Oh, you're ruining someone's fucking day if you post on there, and then they're just going to chirp. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. And
you know what they're doing? They're sitting at fucking home on their couch.
100%.
The comment on mine was like, I pride myself in shooting mature whitetails. I go to his fucking page. He shot one big buck, and then I scroll down, and when he was like 15, he shot like a fucking 110 inch.
Dude.
I was going to comment like, this you? Like,
I saw a guy, another situation. So this deer some shot, I can't remember, and it looked like it was probably mid-150s, maybe 60s. The guy said like 156 or something. Dude, comments. Yeah, it looks more like a 135. I go to his Facebook just to look. There's one picture of this guy with a deer, and this literally what the deer looks like on his head. There's a little one, and then I'm like, you string bang shooting motherfucker. Shut up.
People are so stupid.
The hunting community is the fucking worst.
Dude,
what sucks is it's the minority of people that are generally happy for you.
Yeah.
Like, there's people on this page that will get on there and they just, their heart sinks when they see a big buck shot. They're like, well, that could have been. Why wasn't that me?
The 4-year-old that shot a buck with a crossbow at 45 yards, and someone replies, they added his name and they go, what, did this just ruin your day or something? I'm like, God.
Let people be happy.
That's what I'm saying.
If you manage your property well, who gives a shit?
Why are you worried about what somebody else is shooting?
And if you're going to shoot a deer, I'd rather you shoot a fucking 1.5-year-old spike.
And
not a fucking 2.5-year-old 130-inch deer.
The way I see it is, yeah, go shoot whatever the fuck you want. I'll shoot all the big ones.
Yeah.
I mean, how do I say this? Like, I've said it before. The hunting community as a whole is not very big, and there's so much shit getting taken away from us. You know what I mean? Like, in different states, different laws, different regulations. And it's like
Kansas, we're in the
process. And then you got shit like PETA and all these don't eat fucking meat thing. It's like, guys, why are we having a rock fight if this guy posts a photo of his deer? He said it was 162. That guy, who people were like saying the Facebook markup and this and that, deleted his post. I'm like, how shitty is that? Like,
well, at what point are you like, I didn't do this for you guys?
Well, the way I see it is like, I've joined and left that group multiple times because I like seeing big bucks getting shot, you know, especially, and like
there
sometimes
some good information on that.
Yes.
Like,
sometimes they'll say the counties and shit, and I'm just curious. I'm like, that's cool. Like, where'd that deer get shot at? And I don't comment. I just ask this in my head. I'm like, I wonder where this was. But my God.
You don't ask for like coordinates?
No, I don't. And I don't comment either. And like tonight, Colton and I were scrolling through and like, he's like, hey, did you see this one? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, did you see this one? And I like looking at the big deer get shot. But dude, these people are just dipshits.
They're fucking haters.
If anyone from the Kansas hunt and fish page listen to this podcast, fuck you.
Especially the guy that commented on my fucking post.
Yeah.
Where
fuck you.
Dude, I'm serious. Like, if you're a normal dude on there, like the guy who replies.
All I gotta say is I got fucking, he's gonna be on my wall in the next fucking 12 months. So.
You know,
See, that's why I'm not on Facebook these days.
You know what, dude? Someone needs to, we need to make an uproar. Cooper needs to kill a buck. We need to say it's 1-2-10.
Oh, yeah.
We need
to set the buck up and have Cooper like 10 feet behind it. Like,
put some sticks like holding the deer.
Kansas State record.
Yeah. But no, I thought it was really cool that you got a positive reaction on there besides, like...
There was one guy.
One douche.
Like because I followed it pretty close, because I do like to... people's opinions do get to me sometimes, so...
You always want positive...
The fact that it was already sitting in my gut weird.
Right.
And then this guy comments, I'm like, dude...
Right. It's just another kick in the dick when it's like...
But when people come to my, protect, 2,000 people did. It makes me feel better. So
yeah, it's cool. No,
like 90% of the community or that page is good people.
In your opinion, it's the
10% that comment that aren't great people.
There's about
they make the most noise. That's the 10% of the fucking.
He's got the numbers
bad
wrong.
Cocksuckers.
He's
out
got
there.
The numbers wrong. 3% of that group are good dudes. 97% of it
would say
are
it's
fucking
a silent majority.
Oh my god! Yeah,
the people that don't say anything. Are the good ones. So I would say if it were to come to a vote, 90% of them are good. Dudes.
Well, then you get these dipshits, public or private. Why the fuck's it matter?
Yeah, someone asked if it was public land. I should have been like, yeah.
Oh my god. Dude, I don't put up with it.
That shit cracks me up. It's so funny.
If I could go into the settings and make it show nothing but photos, not a single fucking word said by anybody. I would be perfectly fine with it. I just can't stand it, dude. Like, come the fuck on.
And I didn't post my deer on there last year. This is the first time I did.
Last year would have been an even worse uproar than this year.
People would have been fucking pissed at you.
Yeah. You shot 170-inch fucking 12. Imagine he could have been 109.
Imagine him next year.
Someone commented on the one this year and asked high fence question mark. I'm like, you're fucking jerk off.
My buddy Dalton photoshopped the picture of my deer and put a fucking ear tag in it. He's like, I'm gonna post this on Hunt Fish Fight.
I mean, there is a slim percentage of guys who are normal and good dudes.
Like back to the deer. All I gotta say is that I have shot 3 bucks with my bow.
Mm-hmm.
All of them 12 points. I'm ready to shoot like a fucking 18 pointer.
Whatever.
I thought he was gonna say like 8 pointer.
It was a mainframe.
I always say I really like mainframe 8s. Never shot a fucking mainframe 8, mainframe 8.
Okay. The one on your 18th birthday, it was a mainframe 10 with trash?
Mainframe 10 with split brows and a kicker, yeah.
Yeah, so I call that a mainframe 10. The one last year is a mainframe 9 with trash. This one is a true 6x6. I don't go, I don't do the whole one, like count every scoreable point and do that. I just don't, but it's fine.
I'm just saying, I've shot.
I know what you're saying.
$3 with 12.
Scores. Well, it also doesn't help when we're showing. I show him those photos too that I show you and buddies of mine. It's like that. Well, that deer is 190. That deer is probably over 200. Like, I get it.
Oh, that deer, that fucking 190 inch deer.
Hey, whenever I shoot like 135 inch 8-point this year,
mm-hmm.
can you send that photo to all those buddies that you're sending me photos of them shooting giant deer?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what's here's the thing. You know what every one of those guys would say back?
Hell yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's the dudes killing the biggest shit are the most humble dudes and positive guys. It's these jackasses that kill a freaking...
Like in my...
One fucking 6-pointer in their life.
They hunt one time with a rifle and they shoot a fucking 210. And they're like, I only shoot mature bucks.
Not even
no,
that.
No, just fucking, there's the first deer that walked down.
They shoot a buck that maybe has 110, and they're like, yeah, dude, I'm the guy. I'm the
shit
guy.
Well, it's just like the group chat with my kid guys from college. I was telling them how I feel. Like, I'm not feeling great or the same as I did last year.
Right.
And one of my buddies is like, dude, shot an awesome deer. Don't.
Exactly what I'm saying.
You're not going to up what he's like. You're not going to up what you did last year. So why even try? Like 174 inch deer is going to be.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, how many?
You're not
how
many, well, like I said. You're not
bucks are going to walk in front of you.
You're not always going to go up. It's just I get the age thing with you. I get it, but dude, you could ask.
It's.
Like, I'm not. I'm saying you could. Okay, take that Facebook group. You could ask everyone in that group. There's maybe 5% of guys in there that probably would have passed him. Maybe 10%. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. If that deer were to walk past me, I would have had a very, very hard time passing it.
I would have shot him the first time, personally.
Exactly.
I was going to.
Exactly.
Well, I was
fucking A. Round of applause.
Well, that's I was contemplating it. I even sent Braden a fucking picture.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do I shoot this deer
so,
or not?
So we're talking that morning. We're talking that morning. I was talking to him literally the like entire time up to that. I'm in a fucking Hy-Vee checking in a liquor order. I come back out. I'm done. I'm leaving. Look at my phone. 4 minutes ago, Colton. I opened the chat. He's like, do I shoot or pass? I'm like, oh, man, something happened. I'm like, what happened? He's like, passed him. I'm like, oh, okay.
But, well, then I sent it to my college buddies. One of my buddies that doesn't give a shit about, all he does is antler hunt.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a fuck if it's 2.5 years old. If it's got big antlers, he's going to shoot it. And he's like, can't fucking eat. Like, the fucking gigantic. He's like, you should have fucking shot it the first time. I'm like, well, it's not how I hunt.
Well, that's like the people who ask, like, well, how big is it? As big as he's going to get.
Yeah.
You
he
know?
He ain't growing anymore.
Yeah, big as he's going to get.
And then the kid that fucking commented, all these people were fucking railing him.
Yeah,
and
roasting
one of his comments was like, well, he didn't get to breed. I'm like, he got to breed for the last 3 years. You think the genetics just showed up this year?
Yeah.
He's been spreading his genetics for the last 3 years.
Well, that's like that whole thing, too, about like the whole like when and when not to shoot does. I'm like, if you really think about it, it doesn't matter. Like,
no, that doe is either going to have fawns next year if you don't shoot it, or if you shoot it,
it had fawns
it's
last
year. It's not having fucking fawns this year.
Yeah, and it had fawns last year, probably, so calm the fuck down.
Either way, it's not having any more fucking fawns because it's dead.
Who gives a shit?
Fuck them.
I fucking hate that debate right there.
I hate it all. Do you know how...
Personally, I don't look at it that way. Like, when I go out to shoot a doe, I'm going to shoot early season or I'm going to shoot late season.
Yeah.
I don't like hunting them right in the middle.
You also don't like it when there's a little baby following them.
I do not, yeah.
I'm going to say this. I'm a fucking savage. I'll light your ass up and your little son or daughter is going to see it
survival
happen.
Survival of the fittest.
I don't
for
give
me,
a fuck.
If you've got fawns with you, with her, you're safe.
No. You probably got a free pass.
No.
Unless these fuck, like the, unless your fawns like are damn near the same size as you.
Yeah.
If they're old enough, if they're big enough.
Okay, here's this. So those hunted, when you showed up Monday, hunted Monday night and then 100 Tuesday night. Monday, I saw this doe come in. She has 2 button bucks with her. They're young.
If they're already showing antlers, they're good to go.
They're not. I can just tell. I can see the
still
little
milking?
No, I can see the little bumps starting to.
Well, but I'm saying, does it have spots?
No.
Yeah, they're good.
Well, anywho, I'm like, if it wasn't where it was, because I knew what this bitch was going to do. She came in. She started coming behind me. And I got a northwest
if
wind.
If she blows at me, I'm killing your babies first.
I did it.
Letting her walk.
I don't like shooting a doe right now because, like, I'm trying to kill a big buck. I don't want to be in here tracking a freaking doe right now.
Yeah.
She hits literally, I'm calling it a scent line because she stopped.
Is it where you walked in at?
No, not even. It's just like
where your scent's blowing.
You were carried, I guess. Hit it.
Stop.
Did not, yeah, and just walk. Then literally night two, I'm like, okay. They come out in front of me, so it's fine. But this little fucking fork butt comes in. He thinks he's big dicking it. Oh, he's going to chase her. He's going to get after her. She said, hell no. Bolts out of there, hits the same spot.
Stops.
Turns around, starts blowing. She can't see me. She does not know where I'm at, but she knew something was up. But I'm like, you're dead. You're lucky it is fucking October 31st. November's coming because the second I tag out, I will drive to that stand and I will wait for her to show up with her two button bucks and I'm going to fucking light you up.
Well, see, I've also read or heard that if you do have a doe that has twins or has two babies and mm-hmm. they are bucks.
Both button bucks, yes.
She's going to kick them off.
Well, so
what I've heard is they kick them off. You're better off shooting her so they stick around and they know that property well, because if not, the doe's going to chase them off.
Interesting. Well, I know that because like when they get closer to hitting their estrus cycle or whatnot, they get real yeah. It just like humans, believe it or not, but just like humans, she'll start getting like defensive towards them, like get the fuck away from me type of thing.
So what I've heard is if you do have a doe come in with button bucks or at least one button buck, it's actually in your favor if you want that buck to stick around for years to come to shoot her.
Yeah.
And then he won't.
Something to think about. But also, I just didn't want to be in there. Like,
yeah. But how, I mean,
don't, God forbid, because I know he's living in the timber. If I shoot her, don't run in there and don't go that way. Like, just drop right there. It's fine.
And to that point, like, if your doe does fucking run your two button bucks off, fucking 3 years down the road when he's a fucking 130 inch 8 point, he's going to come back looking to fuck mom. I mean, he doesn't give a fuck. You know how much crossbreeding is going on? He's going to fuck his mom. If she's in there, he's not going to discriminate.
That's
either that or his sister.
True. That's like in the ranch too, when Kenny and Abby break up and Colt and Rooster take him to the bar and he's like, yeah, I want to fuck the bartender. He's like, well, the bartender's our mom. And then he goes on saying some weird shit. And then Colt goes, maybe we should just let him fuck mom. Funny show, guys. Watch it.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, they're not going to come in and be like, oh, that's my mom. I'm not going after that. They don't give a fuck.
I'm not. Oh, yeah.
I ain't touching that with a 10-foot pole. She's been ran through, my man.
Oh, God. All right. Colton, like I said, dude, congratulations on the buck. I'd take all those negative thoughts and throw them out the window, dude. It's sweet.
Okay.
I'm excited to get a tape on him because you got to get a tape on him soon, too, for your other contest. We need to do him for ours.
The guy said he's doing it on Monday. Well, he's having an official guy come on Monday.
Yeah. I'm just going to do it because I'm sure someone...
Until someone else shoots one, I ain't fucking bringing him.
Fuck you. I want to put a tape on him.
If no one shoots one, I win.
Winner, big buck contest.
Oh, did you write mine?
Colton,
oh, you did. Look at that.
The only one with a buck. But
you know what I was thinking today?
Uh-oh. What?
I was telling Natalie on the way here, I was like, I haven't got to hunt November in fucking 2 years.
I'd take that every goddamn year if I could.
You shot buck 2 years in a row. Quit your bitching. I'm like, yeah, but I used to love hunting like on my birthday. I guess I still could, but just shoot a bunch of does.
Well, I mean, you could be like, you could be like Cooper and Connor who aren't going to hunt in November at all. Shots fired, Coop. Connor, shots fired.
Yeah, they won't hear this.
I'm just saying, I got to say this real quick. I have to. Connor Green, if you ever do listen to this, November 1st, shooter shows up.
What did Connor say? Oh, today?
We got some, for the people listening who don't know what I'm talking about, we got some buddies that need to get their shit together and go hunt.
You got right yours up there, Drew.
Yeah, Drew.
I was just seeing that. You don't have me up there.
What day did you say?
You still owe me 40, you still owe me 20 bucks.
Oh, yeah, you do.
That's why that's why your name's in red.
Oh, is that the big buck?
Yeah, fat chance.
Did we pay that?
Everyone in black.
I don't remember that. Who's Alex? All right.
We have to pay for that?
Yeah, jackass.
Might as well give
that's
me the
fucking
money.
News to me.
Right? It's 20 bucks.
Has Grant killed one?
No.
Do you take Venmo?
Bryce?
I need cash.
No, Bryce hasn't.
Yeah,
Cole?
I don't have Venmo anyways.
Brayden hasn't killed anything. Cooper, fuck.
Connor. The only guy, I mean, I'd be worried about me, buddy. I'd be worried.
All right. All right.
Look, Coop, you've got your kill days up there. If you do
high west, then I'm not bringing my bucket because you're gonna score more.
You've got your kill days up there.
Don't know. What's that?
You got your kill days up there.
I got
to write mine up.
I got to change mine.
You can't change it.
You can't change it.
Fuck you. Lexi's changed hers 4 or 5 times.
Look, she's got a fucking question mark up there.
I know. That date. There's
Lexi's
been,
fucking pregnant.
You should have seen it last week.
Last
week it said like fucking September to fucking November.
Now she just has a question mark.
Look, chalk me up for
2 days.
November 11th.
Everything in green.
November 11th.
Yeah.
Colton, is that your dog shit handwriting on that board too?
Where?
In the kill day. You wrote all that.
Red?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
And it's horrible. Barely. Hey. Put a 1 before my 6, please. Nope, we're not cheating. It's fine. Oh, you took the 11th? You took my day from last year?
Veterans Day.
Ooh. Cooper put September 23rd.
Oh, that's
ballsy.
That was very ballsy.
I think it was 108 that
didn't
day.
Didn't pay off.
Connor's is today, so I mean he's got about 2 hours and 10 minutes.
We're probably gonna have to question it.
But all right. I got nothing. Colton.
Yeah.
Anything you want to close with, buddy? Something you gotta say to guys who still got a tag in their pocket.
Sucks. I'm just kidding.
All right. Fuck 'em
for you.
Keep grinding. Like, I wish I was still out there. That's why I was telling Natalie, like, her dad's got a bunch of land in Missouri. Like, let me come hunt.
But, okay, so keep grinding.
Keep grinding.
Drew.
You just better be ready for me to win that big buck contest.
Yeah, if I don't have 20 bucks.
I don't know. I saw your little cow horn buck. I don't know how big he'd score. One side's maybe 30 inches. The other side's fucking 12.
Yeah, that one's not going to score very well.
Hey,
that'd be cool as shit, though.
That other side gets 4 mass measurements.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, it's between each time.
Every buck gets 4 mass measurements on each side. Swear.
How the fuck does that work?
You can look it up, but I know everyone.
Do you get to choose where you measure?
It's one giant stick sticking out of his forehead. Okay.
Yeah, by the way, this deer has a sword on one side.
At least 16 inches long. Like, fucking.
I'm pretty sure he's still.
Can you imagine getting a fight with that thing?
I'm pretty sure he still gets 4. I'd have to look into it.
I read it the other day. Great. Because most have 4.
Hey,
mine got 5.
Do me a favor, yeah?
What?
Eat a dick.
No.
All right. You got anything else to do? You want to say something maybe productive instead of you better fucking wait for me to collect?
It's productive. It's November 4th, and it's going to start getting good here soon.
Yeah,
so.
For sure. I'm along the same lines as you guys.
Be asleep.
Freaking hunt hard, hunt smart, shoot a giant, you know, that easy.
Or a small one if you want to.
Or take Drew's advice from the last podcast when we phoned him in. Shoot whatever walks in fucking front of you. All right, you fucking redneck. All right, guys, we're out of here. I appreciate you listening to the Midwest Hinds Hunt podcast. Hopefully we got some more big bucks on the ground here soon. We'll see ya.
I was just waiting for you to do that.
You guys suck.
Live audience.
Later. Oh, you hear now. December 21st, it changed my life forever. He was coming downwind, he ain't even noticed me. I stood up and grabbed my bow, he made his way down through the funnel. I drew back, I'm locked, I'm ready to rock, it ain't no turning back. It's like a meteorite when it took flight, look like a shooting star. My arrow fly, then he died within 40 yards. Send my thanks to heaven, cause I have to give thanks to God. Media waited and then put out within a couple days. Couple hours go by, I was already at 20K. Views steady going up, knocking out milestones. I can never give it up. I had to stay strong. How could I forget to mention when I was running through thickets? Rabbit hunt with old heads, we were trying to get a limit. 20 pack of beagle hounds, sounding like dog pounds. Catch them trying to cross a lane, then I had to cut them down.
I see the times are changing. Overlooked for so long, to see a change is amazing. Outdoor magazine, seeing familiar faces. To see a face resemble mine, shit, we finally.